I was a pretty normal kid growing up. I had my normal dreams of being a pilot or being a policeman. I dreamed of being a cowboy and riding the range. I remember when Sputnik went up and we launched our own space program, and I thought, wow, maybe I'll be like Alan Shepard. I can remember trying to do my homework late at night. I'd sit there and I'd crack the books, but then this scent of Tipperillo smoke would come wafting my way, and my door to my room would open up. And then I'd see his ruddy smile and his bulbous red nose. He'd say, "Son, we got an appointment. Think of him, son. Big and beefy, covered in powder, turd cutters that take up two chairs." I said, "Daddy, I'm trying to do my homework and you're making me tan hot." He said, "Think of it, son. Back of the pickup truck rolling down the railroad tracks. Come on, it's time we went looking for some ugly women. Put them damn books down, boy. You can learn nothing out of that." Well, we got in the truck. I said, "Daddy, where are we going?" He said, "We going down to the bingo parlor, boy." I said, "A bingo parlor?" He said, "Yeah. All the big and beefy sit there at the bingo parlor. Women with nothing to do. You walk through the door, you see them with their stockings only rolled up to mid-calf. See all that flaccid flesh on top of it? Legs only halfway shaved up to the knee. And the perfume that they wear? Hideous, stinking, flaccid pancake tot." I said, "Stop it, Daddy, you drive me crazy." But sure enough, we went down to the bingo hall. They were coming in and going. He said, "Go get one, boy, go get one." So I walked up to this bit of a load, and I said, "Excuse me, ma'am, but I know this is forward to me, and I see you're about going into the bingo hall by yourself. I just wanted to say that you're one of the most lovely things I've ever seen in my life. I've always had a fondness for the full-figure girl, and, well, frankly, I wish you'd go ride with me in my truck." And she said, "Well, young man, that's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me. I haven't been riding with a young suitor in years." I said, "Well, my truck's right over here." So we walked over there, and sure enough, I opened the passenger door, and there's Daddy sitting behind the wheel, smiling his pyrrhea-laden smile. She said, "Who's that?" I said, "That's my daddy." She said, "Well, I'm not sure I want to go ride with the both of y'all." I said, "Hit the gas, Daddy." Well, we got her in the truck there, and we started passing the bottle of Jack Daniels around, and she took a few swigs. She said, "Oh, I haven't done this since I had the consumption." Next thing you know, we drank it, and she realizes that we meant no harm and that we really were attracted to her type of woman. Well, next thing you know, kissing leads to cuddling. And there I am in the back of the truck with her, lying there in the flatbed, hydraulics buried doodad deep, and Daddy driving, two of the wheels on the railroad tracks, and I'm hanging on for dear life. Yelling. Daddy's looking and high-fiving the rearview mirror, saying, "Tear it up, son! Tear it up! Save it for me!" He's driving down them railroad tracks, and I achieved the shuddering Shangri-La on him. Daddy put the brake on, and I hopped behind the wheel and drove back home. Other two wheels on the railroad track. And he achieved the shuddering Shangri-La. And I tell you what, oh, man, was it incredible. This woman had all this pent-up anxiety. Turned out her husband had died 30 years ago, and she was insatiable. She made us take her another couple of times. And then one time after that, so my Shangri-La, after 20 minutes of hobbling, was just... Well, we finally got back to the bingo hall, and the lights were kind of low. Wasn't nobody else around. She said, "You can just pull over here and let me out." She said, "You know, you boys showed me a good time that I've never had in my whole life. Tonight, for the first time, I feel like a woman." And I said, "Well, ma'am, I know I speak for my daddy. I mean, you made us feel like men." She said, "Well, here's my number. Let's do it again." I said, "Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, Oscar. Goodbye." And then we watched as she walked to her truck.